Alrighty. Well, you know, well, we got time. This is so exciting.
We do have time.
You know, we threw a dart at our great rearranged map of the United States. It's time once again for Town of the Week. And here is Sarah Nix.
Nestled beside the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains, Mount Airy is in North Carolina's Surry County. Huh. Named after a nearby plantation, Mount Airy began as a stagecoach stop in the 1750s on the road between Winston-Salem and Galax, Virginia. Surrounded by rivers, mountains, and vineyards, Mount Airy is certainly beautiful, but its greatest claim to fame is that it is Mayberry. Right. Actor Andy Griffith was born in Mount Airy and reportedly based Mayberry on his hometown. Mm-hmm. Mount Airy does a good trade in its famous sun. Mm-hmm. There are Mayberry Days every year where people get together to parade, picnic, and celebrate that fictional America. Mm-hmm. Almost every day of the year, visitors can stop in at the Andy Griffith Museum. Mm-hmm. It's chock-a-block with props, costumes, and set pieces from Griffith's roles as Sheriff Andy Taylor and Ben Matlock. And if you want to pretend to be Barney Fife, you can take a tour of Mount Airy in a Mayberry-esque vintage squad car. If you get tired of Mayberry, you can always go see the high school Bears play. And Mount Airy is a thriving bluegrass music scene. Mm-hmm. There's a bluegrass and old-time fiddlers convention every summer, and every Thursday and Saturday there are jam sessions at the Earl Theater. Mm-hmm. In fact, musicians Mark Daniel Merritt and Donna Fargo, the happiest girl in the whole USA, are also both from Mount Airy. Mm-hmm. The town's the birthplace of a fistful of Major League Baseball players. The famous Siamese twins Chang and Ang Bunker lived in Mount Airy way back in the 1800s. And that's our town of the week. It's Mount Airy, North Carolina.
Okay. Wow, a lot going on in Mount Airy. And what a history. Lyle is dialing randomly now. Dallying is what he's doing. Looking for someone out there.
Otis or, you know, Goober.
Oh, yeah, you know them all, huh?
I do. Aunt B, maybe he's, you know, out and about.
Aunt B was sweet, wasn't she?
So was Otis. Don't give him, you know.
Otis, I don't know. I didn't like the singing guy. What's his name? Goober? Is it Goober?
No.
Huh?
That was Gomer.
Gomer or Goober?
Gomer. Jim Nabors was Gomer.
Jim Nabors. Yeah. I know he was talented and everything. It was just too weird.
Goober was more real.
Goober was good. Oh, yeah, Goober. Yeah, Goober's okay. He's a regular guy, sort of guy. Michael Cockerham in Mount Airy, North Carolina, Town of the Week, is on the line with us right now. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hi. How are you? I'm doing good.
I'm pretty good. Are you a native of Mount Airy? Did you grow up there?
Born and raised here in Mount Airy. Sure was.
Born and raised. So you must know all the places to go in Mount Airy.
Probably pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, the place is like, if we were coming there, I mean, they'd take us to the museum and all that, you know, Andy Griffith and all that stuff. But where is the real, what should we head for when coming to Mount Airy?
Well, first thing you want to do is come by Wally's Filling Station and check out all the things we got related to Mayberry and get a ride in the squad car and give you a good orientation of our town. And you go out and see all the sights along the tour, such as one thing you didn't mention on your program there was we have the world's largest open face granite quarry here at Mount Airy, so that's another thing we're famous for. So
is that worth seeing, or is it just it's a big hole in the ground, right?
Well, it's a big hole of granite, and it's so big that the astronauts can actually see it from outer space, and they use it for a reference point. So and it's a lot of monuments and things in Washington D.C.'s built out of Mount Airy granite.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Goes ships all around the world, so that's one of the attractions here in Mount Airy.
Okay, can you fish in there too, or is it?
They do have not legally, but they do have a quarry pond that some of us may have fished in at one time when we was a kid.
Yeah, I bet they got catfish and stuff down there, right?
Oh yeah.
Do they do any of that noodling in Mount Airy?
Not that I know of, but yeah. There's a little bit of everything goes on here, so hard to say.
Yeah. Okay. So we catch the granite and the filling station we had to do and all that stuff, but where are the real spots now? Come on.
Well, the Snappy Lunch is mentioned on the number sixth episode of the show. Where Andy used to eat growing up, and it's still a working diner today. And you can go by there and get a world-famous pork chop sandwich. It was featured on the cover of Gourmet magazine. And, of course, we got the Andy Griffith Museum, and it's got a lot of the artifacts and a lot of the props and stuff. It's from the set of the show. Yeah. And then we actually take you by his house where he lived at growing up here in Mount Airy.
Yeah.
And
it's
all real stuff here.
Yeah. So, I mean, he grew up there, actually. He really did, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was born and raised here also. And
is there still family there? Like, his family still live there?
I think most of his family has passed on now. He's got a distant relative or two, I know, a few miles from here in Mount Pilot, or Pilot Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
But very small family he was from.
Okay. Now, we've done all the tourist stuff, and it's been very interesting, I think. But come on, Michael, you're from there. Where do you really go? You don't go to this anymore. Where are the spots that we should head for?
Well, I actually do go to that stuff. And
you still do?
Also at our Surrey Arts Council that sponsors a lot of the Mayberry things around here. They have a lot of activities and community events that happen, you know, throughout the year with their plays and shows and stuff. So I do a lot of that stuff with my family. And
it's
a family atmosphere here. And
It's good.
Just a different pace of life, you know.
Yeah, but when you're...
like what's depicted on the show.
Yeah, but when you're heading out with your buddies...
If I'm heading out with my buddies,
where do you go?
Well, we got a winery here in town, right on Main Street. So
all right, now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, so you could hang out at the wineries, and they also make some of their own craft beers, and one of the few wineries that do both in this area. And wine industry is another growing industry here in our area. There we have a lot of wineries. It's just sprung up here in the last dozen years or so.
What's a label or two we could remember?
Well, Shelton Vineyards is the biggest.
Shelton,
and that's you may find it in Wisconsin. It's distributed pretty broadly, and there's a winery right here, basically within seeing distance of my house here, called the Round Peak Vineyards.
Yeah.
Our winery in Mount Airy on Main Street is known as Old Moore State Winery.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. More about
I'll make some award-winning wines here.
Yeah. Your Beaujolais or your Bordeaux's, or what do they got there?
They got a little bit of everything. The
Merlot's,
Scuppernog's, and
what's that?
You know, Chardonnays and Cabernets, and they got it.
All right. Okay, now we want to go out for kick back a little bit. A little line dancing, little beer drinking, just family stuff.
Well, our amphitheater is a great place to see a show. And they sell wine and beer and hot dogs. And you go out there and see a show at the amphitheater and get you a bottle of wine for $10. And
And you got an evening.
That's a really good show.
You got a good evening. Thanks, Michael, so much for your time. We have a little something for you.
All right.
We'll be sending you the Pride of America's Dairyland and a scrumptious selection of 10 premium certified organic cheeses and butters from Lafarge, Wisconsin's organic family, Falia Farms. Tickets are still available for our next What Do You Know show in Madison on December 15th at the Monona Terrace. And don't forget, our annual holiday party will be at Historic Music Hall on the UW campus Saturday, December 22nd. Call 608-262-2201 or go to notmuch.com for tickets. Then get working on that dish to pass.
Yeah.
Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer international. Adam Friedrich, producer, with the assistance from Michelle Good, Lyle Anderson, Martin Babcock, and Diana Cook, technical director Tom Blaine, with help from Aubrey Ralph and Rag Colbert.
Thanks for coming, you guys.
PRI, Public Radio International.